Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Jessica Hozak and her mother, Cindy Polfelt. Jessica dealt with a substance use disorder for a decade, and after seeking treatment several times, she was finally able to enroll in a month-long rehabilitation program, and she has since been in recovery for 2.5 years. Jessica spoke with her mother about her, quote, breaking point, and how her mental health played a role in her substance use disorder. Here's Cindy.
There were times when I thought, what, you know, Jessica, what was your breaking point? You know, when was that breaking point going to come? You had lost everything, so I didn't know what, when was that breaking point going to come for you?
You would think losing everything would be my breaking point, but after I lost everything, it was many months down the line that I finally realized, what am I doing? I remember looking in the mirror and just looking at myself, and I couldn't believe the life I was living. And I was like, something has got to change. And I was done. And I tried several times to get clean, and I would run from, something would happen, like my grandpa passing away or anything, and I would just run from it, and I would run right back to it. I just couldn't, I didn't have any other tools of coping with it. That was my only tool that I knew. So being in recovery, doing that 30-day treatment really taught me a lot about myself, to be comfortable in my own skin. My battle with depression did not help.
And that's another thing that I've learned, Jessica, and I always thought that you needed to be on depression medicine. And I think that a lot of people don't realize that mental health is a part of substance abuse. And likely, I think you had told me at one time that you were depressed, and I started thinking about it, and I thought, you know, I think I might have mentioned to you at the time that, you know, maybe you should seek getting some help with depression or anxiety or things like that.
But it's so hard when you're in it to see that there's any other way. It really is. I mean, you get so stuck in what you know and what it's comfortable to you that I knew I was depressed. I knew I didn't like myself. I knew I didn't like the way I was living, but it was what was comfortable to me at that time. And it was all that I knew. So it's so nice to be in recovery. And every day I learn something new about myself and something new about how to cope with it. I mean, it's hard to change ways that you've
live for 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, and being depressed, I've been depressed for my whole life. Now all of a sudden, I'm going to completely flop how I've always felt and how I've always dealt with things. I mean, it's not easy, but doing it repetitively and sticking to it and keeping the determination and listening to what other people say that are supporting you, I mean, it just, again, if you have the determination, then it is possible.
You know what? I'm glad you're not ashamed of it, too.
I'm not. It's part of my story, and it's who I am. And I wouldn't be who I am without it.
That was Cindy Polfelt and Jessica Hozak speaking about the overlap between Jessica's mental health and her prior substance use disorder. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Trevor Hook. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.